several years ago, Tim and Terry Harper, Tim originally first took a trip to Romania through Buckner International and then got connected with another child foundation, which is a mission organization in Romania that helps underprivileged children in the Roma community. And so, and then Tim and Terry went on a mission trip, and then I went on a mission trip to Romania, and also Jonathan and Monica, and there's several from our church who go, and we are so blessed to have Tim and his wife Teresa and their son Jared with us today. And another child has been instrumental in our children's ministry. Our children give every week, and we pray for Jakob, a little boy that is in Romania that I got to meet when I went there, and he is precious, and I got to go into his home, and it was life-changing for me. And so when you are boots on the ground and you see the work that's being done for a very impoverished group of children and a whole generation that needs the gospel, and they're doing tremendous work, and we're so thankful. And our children give, and our children, this for Camp Eastwood this past year, all of our offerings went to fund Jakob, and some children gave sacrificially. They gave everything that they had, that they had collected, to give through this little. So it's impacting our children to give and to partner. And so we are so blessed to have him today, and he's just going to share for just a moment of thanksgiving.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us here today. My family and I are very thrilled to be here. So I want to basically share three things real quick. One is a thank you to the children's ministry and to all of you who support Another Child Foundation, either through your prayers or through your financial support, because we couldn't do this ministry without great people, generous people like you. So thank you for your support. The second thing I want to do is share a little bit of information, because Another Child Foundation and our mission office, along with my family, are going to be moving to the Chattanooga area. So we are excited about that. About 10 years ago, we started visiting in the Gatlinburg area just for vacations, and we thought, this is an awesome part of the world, part of the country. We want to eventually move here. We were thinking during retirement age, but God's timing was a little bit different than ours, so we went out and we went house hunting this weekend, and now we'll be closing on a house in Etowah come next month. So we're excited to be here in this area. The third thing I want to share real quick is an invitation to support or to be part of what we're doing in Romania. So I am always a believer that God is going to move people's hearts, who he wants to move to support, wherever you feel called to support. And so we have an opportunity. We do mission trips. Not only go to Romania, but we also go to Guatemala. Next year we'll begin to go into South Africa, wherever God opens up doors to help children that we call voiceless children. So we're excited about those opportunities. So we have information if anybody's interested in a mission trip to Romania, Guatemala this year, they can do that. Or child sponsorship. This is probably the key way in which we gain our support, because all of our support comes from people just like you. So I have four children here that still need sponsors like Jakob there. So if anybody's interested, just contact us, and we would love to be able to contact and get you set up. So I'll be available after the service to chat. So once again, thank you for your support, and we look forward to seeing you more often. So,
well, good. That's great. And just to let you know a little bit, I took this off their website, but they've got three basic things that they do. And number one is reaching out, and that's reaching out especially to vulnerable children around the world in difficult situations, and bring them the knowledge and bring them the love of Christ. And the next thing is disciple making, or teaching those children about Christ. And they do that through many different ways. And you can also see by providing needs. And we've done winter coat projects and things like that here with them also. And so let me just pray for you guys. Thank you. Father, we're just grateful for Tim and for Teresa and for Jerry, and for how they've committed their lives to reach out as an arm of your family, your church, to love those that are in a position where it's hard for them to see that anyone loves them, let alone that Christ loves them. And so we thank you for the time that they've spent, the organization they've done, and the way they've connected some of the resources of America to some very, very hurting places, especially in Romania. and as he said, Guatemala, and now expanding other places. And we just pray your hand will be with them and guide them and bless them, and we're grateful. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.